So of course, what we've heard there is the institution of the Eucharist, right? And Jesus is doing the classic thing that he likes to do with his disciples. He's telling them this strange story that they don't understand yet, right? Because, you know, his crucifixion hasn't happened yet. But he's telling them the story so that when it happens, they can put two and two together. So this is the night before his crucifixion. As we hear at the end of the Gospel, they go off and to the Mount of Olives. And there in the Mount of Olives is where Jesus says, you know, if this, please take this cup from me, if not, your will be done, right? So that's the night before he's taken off to be crucified, right? So did you notice... Did you see the thread of sacrifice in the readings and the development of all of those wonderful images that I think are innate in us, right? They are innate in us. You know, how many of you have fallen in love? All right? What is the thing that you do when you fall in love? What's the most important thing? Your beloved, and you want to be with your beloved, right? That drive to be in communion, to be together, is so powerful. It's you know, it's an artifact of God's, how God created us. Right? One of my teachers in seminary, he said it this way: so God created us with a basketball net, and God is the basketball. A basketball net is incomplete without a basketball, right? God put things in us that show us, that cause us to follow him, that cause us to look for him. Seeking communion is one of them. Just at the beginning of the this whole COVID thing, there was this story, it's a true story. So this guy from England, he's from England, and he's in Ireland. And he's there for about 6 months, and he meets a woman, and he falls in love, right? But he has to go home to England to do something, and while he's home, everything closes. The roads are closed, everything closes, no bridges or anything like that, no ferries, so he can't get back to Ireland. So what does this be, you know, this smitten man do? He buys a ski jet, and he ski jets from England to Ireland in the middle of winter. Anybody relate? Right? You know, there's that. What is that force? Why would he do that? You know, there's a picture of him coming into the harbor of Ireland, and he is determined. You could see he had one point. He eventually got arrested for breaking the closing down. But there was that energy of communion. I said Mass today, this morning, at Elizabeth Ann Seton, and I saw two women hugging. It's like, oh, I remember that, right? And all these things, you know, all of these things that we do, right, to lead us to communion, right? So here we have, you know, as we heard in the second reading, the writer of the letter has now connected Jesus' blood and body to the great sacrifice, to us, right? What do we share? What's the one thing we share with Jesus? Humanity. We share a body. We all have a body, just like, right? So we're connected to Jesus that way. We're connected by blood. We're connected in so many different ways. And the writer of the second letter makes that very, very clear. Right? You fall in love. There are, you know, not only do you, the two of you want to be together, right? But there are so many ways that a couple who is in love comes together and shares themselves with each other. And I don't have to tell you what that is. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's so deep inside of us. God put all of those desires to be in communion in us so that we seek Him and that we desire to be with Him, right? You could say it's like Jesus is the guy on the ski jet, right, coming to see us. Or you could say it's us on the ski jet, hopefully to go and to be with our Creator, to be with Jesus. When COVID started, I remember how strange it was being at an altar in vestments, saying Mass with nobody in the church but a camera. I couldn't, it was just so foreign, I couldn't do it right. Like, I mean, I kept making mistakes because, you know, I needed to have responses, right? When that happened, when we were, you know, priests were talking about this for a long time, and I'm sure many of you were as well, you know, everybody was watching Mass on TV. And so many priests were talking about how they feared that people wouldn't come back, right? And I remember having this conversation with a woman in this parish, and she said to me, through mask, right? She said to me, you know, I'm really enjoying being with my family, sitting on the couch and watching Mass on TV. I was horrified. I didn't say anything, but it was like, good Lord, right? Good Lord. You're here. Why are you here? Right? I'm a convert, and when I was doing my RCIA in Chicago, on Christmas Eve, I thought I would step out. I'd been, although I was doing RCIA, I'd been attending Mass without receiving communion for a couple years, right? And so I really came to love Mass. And so anyway, on Christmas Eve, I went to an Episcopal church in Evanston, Illinois. And it was, you know, Christmas Eve. And what do we do on Christmas Eve? We have Mass, right? They didn't. They had lessons and carols, which is beautiful. But something was missing. And I knew it. Something was missing. I kept thinking, when is it going to happen? And it never did. It didn't. It just was missing. How many of you watched Mass on TV during the early part of COVID, right? Was it nice? Right? Did you find something missing? Right? How do you feel coming back? Is there any substitute for being in personal communion with, you know, Jesus? You cannot, it can't be, because God made us that way. God made us to want communion with Him and with each other.